broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the...
What the hell? What happened?
I choked.
On the what? On the smoke?
on the smoke that's in the air, bro. The air quality is all jacked up, man.
The air quality.
Let me try this again. Why are we recording outside in the first place?
Well, it's a nice night.
What the hell? Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That sounded sexual as fuck.
I know. Fuck. God damn. Don't start talking about dick.
Okay.
God damn it.
You tricked yourself.
Fucking shit. 2025, we started off with fucking dicks. Oh, man. What's up, fellas?
Hey, we're back.
Where the hell y'all been?
You know what? Everybody thought we were done for.
Yeah.
Everybody thought we had quit. We just like, oh, I don't know, man.
I'm inching towards it, man.
Wait, what?
I'm almost there.
How close are you?
You got 1 foot in the grave, man.
Bro, one foot in the grave.
Oh, man.
For podcasts.
Really?
Yeah, the podcast man. Grave.
Yeah. Have you lost your like?
I've lost it, bro.
You lost your passion for
his,
the podcast.
My
Marlowesque.
Yeah. My sexual, you know,
mojo
for
podcast. Mojo.
Say yeah. once he changed that 69, it was done
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
See, I kind of knew that. And it was going to be a long time before you got it back, bro.
Right.
I don't think I'm going
to
do it. No.
You know what? You need to watch that movie like with the black ladies.
Which one?
The how Stella got her groove back.
You should go to Jamaica.
Why?
Because. And to meet a Jamaican man.
Yes. He might give you your groove back, bro.
So I can put 269s instead of just one.
Right. Never know, bro.
I don't know, man.
How about 68?
68? How does that work?
And then he owes you one. You know what I mean?
That doesn't work. It doesn't work, man.
It works for him.
No, it's okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay, bro. I'm okay.
He's like, we're going to stay out of Jamaica.
Shit.
We all right.
So people thought we were done? They thought we were outro?
Yeah, we kept getting a lot of messages, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of them were sympathetic.
Okay.
Because they knew that we had a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Some of them were like, hey, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
They're like, are you guys on fire?
Right. So that's what they thought. They thought the fires, and then a lot of them thought you had gotten deported.
Again?
Yeah. Again. And I was just like, no, he's a fucking citizen.
Yeah. 5 years straight.
You're counting down. You're counting, bro?
No gaps. Shit.
Oh, man. But no, we're back, man. And I think this is going to be a good year again for the fellas. So what do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Why not?
This is going to be our ninth season, by
God
the way.
God damn.
Ninth season.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. So it's 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Because we started in 2017.
Right.
But we're kind of calling it by season. So this in April, we're going to start our ninth season.
So are we going to be like on Netflix soon or what?
I know.
Hey, we're going to be syndicated, bro.
I know. What the fuck, bro? When's that money coming in, man?
I know.
Shit. I still haven't got one fucking payment.
Me either, man.
What the hell?
We're losing money, bro.
What the hell? Like I'm losing sleep.
We got to get the store back online and see if we can make some money that way. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, me,
yeah.
He said you.
You're the one that has control over everything.
I know.
The entire fucking empire. You know, I bet you this motherfucker's making some money. Is that telling
his, him? His pillowcase is full of fucking money.
I'm going to tell you, there's been two orders that have come in.
Uh-huh.
After the store went offline.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they did it.
Shit.
I'm telling you.
You're like, and the prices were half off. I don't know how the fuck they do that shit.
It's like, wow, these listeners really want their merchandise, man. But I turned it off because you know why I turned it off? So we have an LinkedIn mm-hmm. bio on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, yeah. And there was LA County something or whatever looked at our profile.
Stop.
So I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna know we're making money illegally. So I turned that shit off. Like, we're not selling anything anyway. Fuck
what
it.
The hell?
So I turned it off. So I was like, I got to register it as a business
county.
First.
Maybe they wanted to ask the fellas something.
Maybe they did.
How much money are you fellas making in LA County?
like sadly, nothing.
In fact, you all owe us money. Shit. I need to go on food stamps because I ain't making nothing.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Bro, this fire, man.
Oh, it's so fucking crazy.
What do you guys, what are your thoughts, or what are your, you know, what's, let's tell the fucking, the people.
The people.
What's been happening here in LA? I know they've been watching it on the news. Mm-hmm. I know they've been following it on Insta, TikTok, and all that shit. But, you know, we've been, you know, we haven't been living it, but we, in a way we have, you know, we've driven by the areas, we've driven through the freeways where you can see the fire, you know, the Palisades fire, the fucking the Altadena fire. Mm-hmm. We're right there. You know,
yeah, we're not too far.
No, right. We're literally like 20 minutes away from Altadena, right. And then Palisades is like a 30-minute drive.
Yeah, as I was flying in on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you were flying in on Tuesday when it started.
Yeah, and there was like, we knew that there was going to be turbulent winds, and mm-hmm. we were like, all right, well, that's going to affect the aircraft a little bit while we fly in, right? But we heard about a fire that had started that morning, mm-hmm. and in 2 hours, it had grown like 3 or 4 times. So by the time we got to LAX, it was 6 o'clock, and you could see the red glow from so far. Bro. It was fucking crazy. And we were able to see it from one side and then see it from the other side. It was just, it was amazing that was the small fire that grew to maybe like, what, 10 times that size?
Yeah.
By the next morning, it was insane.
Yeah, no,
the winds were fucking insane that night. I drove home. Things were falling all over the car in the freeway. It was like, there was debris from everywhere. And we weren't even near the fire.
Did you have a bunch of like fake eyelashes on your windshield?
I did.
He said, what the fuck?
All these girls losing their eyelashes.
But it's crazy how like the wind creates fire, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not the wind.
I know.
I'm like, bitch, don't start.
He said, dumbass.
Do not fucking get me started. It's not the fucking wind.
No, people think that though, right?
Yeah, they're it's windy. It's gonna be a fire. Like,
right.
I mean, yeah, but it's not the wind. It's the fire that people are fucking burning.
Yeah.
That the wind fucking catches and then those embers fucking fly to a different place, mm-hmm. and it's been dry. Mm-hmm. California had record rain, you know, the past 2 years, right?
Right.
Yes. But with that record rain, the vegetation that grows, now that we haven't had any rain, all that shit it dries out.
Yeah.
So it's susceptible to fucking fires.
Yeah.
And it being a fucking huge fucking fire, which is what we are seeing right now with these, you know, the three different locations.
Yeah. So around here, they say that there could be, in any given day, 100 calls in this area. And not in even this area, but like in LA County, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it could be arson. It could be just accidental fires. It could be like the homeless, like trying to cook or whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It could be a car fire. It could be anything, right?
Right.
And now with 100 mile an hour winds, like Barlow said, pretty much explodes into another area really quickly.
Right.
And then if it catches something that's flammable, of course, it's just going to keep like stoking the fire until it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It just snowballs.
Exactly.
And it's just uncontrollable. Like, and that's the where we live now, because this has been happening for hundreds of years in this area.
No, so that it was expected, man. And you know, in hindsight, I kind of kicked myself in the ass for a little bit, because when it was first happening, I didn't realize how big it was going to get, right? And it was, I was like, oh, what's fucking Palisades? Like, them motherfuckers have money. You know what I mean? But then in hindsight, I'm like, no, that was their fucking home, like, regardless of how much money they have, you know? Like,
yeah. But you also have to realize that 80% of the people that live in Palisades are people that have had their homes for generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 80% of those people aren't rich.
Right.
They actually they have just like any,
it's just stuff that's been generationally
anyone in our you know, the same neighborhoods that we live in, these homes are their homes, and that's it. That's all they have.
Right.
Yeah, you hear about the fucking the actors and the singers and you know, celebrities fucking talking about, you know, woe is me about the fire. Mm-hmm. Yes, it sucks that they lost their fire, but they are able to bounce back much quicker than a normal individual that lost their home.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And for sure, like, but the thing, the people that we have to really think about are the people that work in that area.
Right.
And it could be people that work in the service area or just like people that do
restaurants, fucking
landscaping, yeah. People that clean houses, people that are like nannies. It just, it's endless. The list is endless. And most of those people are Latino. As
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, 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 for yeah. Sure.
So it's going to be really, really tough time for a long time for, right. For a lot of our people.
Yeah, and you know when it hit hard, I forgot if somebody sent me the picture or I saw it on Instagram. It was like a picture of just blocks fucking burnt down, you know? Like, yeah. I was just like, fuck, like, yeah. This is like some shit you see in a movie, you
yeah,
know?
Thousands of homes were fucking lost.
Like, it looked like a bomb went off.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like fucking war, like yeah. World War III and shit.
You know, and not to bring it back to us, but when we were kids, we went through the riots. Mm-hmm. And we went through the commercial areas. It looked much like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everything was burnt down right. For a very long time. And most of those things never came back yeah. Because they didn't want to reinvest in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be tough for a long time around here. But on the upside, hopefully there's a lot of new jobs that are going to be created. Hopefully people are going to get back on their feet quickly.
Yeah, hopefully. Unfortunately, some people aren't going to be able to bounce back that quick. You know,
right.
A lot of those homes that burned down, there was rent control. Right. So now when you build a new building, it's not part of that rent control fucking...
Like, that's not going to be that same agreement.
No, yeah.
Except if the chimney's still standing, right? Because if there's part of the structure there, it's still the old building.
Possibly.
Okay, yes!
The landlord's going to go and knock that chimney down.
God damn it!
Well, the thing is, they're not going to allow the chimney to stay up because it's going to be unsafe. So everything has to be knocked down.
It's not going
to
be up to code, Jerky.
I'm gonna just one brick stays. It's the same fucking wall, bro. Right. Same building.
If I can stand on this brick, I'm living in my house.
Shit. No, and then all the crazy fucking conspiracies, too, right? Like I don't know if you guys seen the latest one where they're saying like all the blue shit, right? Like, but there was like one of those Volkswagen vans, like the old school ones. It was a blue one, and they're like, oh yeah, it's perfect. It didn't burn because it was blue.
What the?
And so they're saying that blue shit didn't burn for whatever, and it's part of the conspiracy because they're saying that they were lighting it with lasers, with fucking lasers, and the laser cannot light blue. Stuff that is blue. So they even somebody did like a sample thing where they had different colors.
Like, look,
I was like, and see, and it would light, and then it would get to the blue and it wouldn't light.
They were saying the same shit when Hawaii went up in flames as well.
Right.
So that they had a fucking laser beam just come down from space and fucking just burnt the shit out of it, and that's why that shit happened.
But blue is the color of the Jews, right?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, like that or North Carolina.
Yeah, they were saying that the Jews were the ones that were in control of the space lasers or something.
Oh, shit.
And they were the ones angry, and they turned Palisades on fire.
They're like, fuck that shit. We need to start over.
Right.
And then the other thing they were saying, too, I saw that they were posting something about that in 2028 they're supposed to have like a smart LA or something. I forgot what they call it, but that they were going to build like a lot of smart buildings and stuff like that. And so that this was part of their plan to clear all that up, and they can build whatever the fuck they want.
I don't know where people come up with this shit either.
I don't know, man.
There was another one where they're saying that none of the fire hydrants are working.
Right.
Yeah.
And that the water was like shut off by, you know, by our mayor or by Newsom.
Shut off.
Like shut off.
Oh my God.
Like because of budget cuts and all this shit. And I'm reading and I'm like, wait, but there are no fire hydrant systems in the world that could handle 1,000 houses burning at the same time. Mm-hmm. If 100 houses are burning in one block, where is the fire department going to connect their hoses to when that whole area is on fire?
Right.
So you can't really get to it. So you got to get through it through the air, or you have to let it fucking burn, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of shit.
No, it's crazy, man. I think one of the saddest stories was when they found like an old man that was trying to like save his house, and he still had a hose in his hand, like, and he burned, you know, he burned.
Yeah. Oh, and the hose was in his hand?
And the hose was still in his hand when they found him, like, and he was just fucking dead. And it's like, it's crazy because for some people, that's all they have, you know, right. And they're like, fuck, well, I'm not leaving my house. Like, I'm going to try to fight it. Mm-hmm. And
Have you seen those videos of where there's not 100-mile-an-hour winds, but at least 60 to 70-mile-an-hour winds, and all of a sudden it just overtakes that area in seconds?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's like a
wave. Almost.
It's like a wave, but it's a wave of fucking fire just fucking flying and just fucking burning the shit out of anything it touches. Yeah. It's fucking insane. It's crazy.
It can do like, I saw a video where there wasn't even smoke in the region, in the area,
mm-hmm.
and of course the air is blowing that way. There's no smoke. There you don't see anything, and then I think in 1 minute you start seeing smoke. In 30 seconds you start seeing flames. And by the end of like maybe a minute, it's over. It had already passed that area.
Shit.
That's how fast that fire spreads. It's crazy.
You know what? With the whole fires and shit, one thing that freaked me out, probably for you guys too, when you guys got that evacuation warning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went outside to go look.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like, what?
I used my nose. I was like... I don't smell nothing.
Well, I mean, you could. I mean, every day you can smell the fucking smoke, and there's ash on the cars, right?
Yeah.
But then we got that warning, and I was like, what the fuck?
All I smelled was bread, man. When you walk into like a bakery, that's all I smelled around here.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, oh, they're cooking bread.
They're cooking some good bread somewhere. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like texting everybody, hey, did you guys get this fucking warning too? And then my daughter comes to me. She's already crying, like... Like, what's going on, Dad? Like, because all of her friends already texted her, too. Did you get the warning, too?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I was like, you know what, babe? I'm just in case.
Let's pack a bag.
Pack something, but it's probably a glitch. And she was fucking bawling. She was like,
oh,
I'm scared.
She got freaked out.
Yeah, she got freaked out.
Let me ask you this. What did she pack?
What? Clothes.
All right.
Her tablet. Ooh, her phone, obviously. Her chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of shoes.
All right.
I told her. After they sent back the text like, oh, it was an error, please disregard. It was only meant for Calabasas area. I told her, babe, if we would have to leave, we would have left the cat. She like she like, no, it's family first, pets, and then everything else. I'm like, well, babe, I'm sorry, I don't think we're gonna have time for the cat. She was better by then, so she was laughing it off.
Yeah, but that's the crazy part, right? Like, if, like, all of a sudden they're like, you guys have to get the fuck out of here. Like, what do you grab?
Right.
Yeah, it's...
You know what? You should tell your daughter to pack a bag for in case there's an emergency and you have to just run. Let's see what she packs.
Right. Yeah. That way, you know, that's a good strategy, man. And that way you see what's important to them, right?
That's a great idea, you know?
You know, when that shit came in, I was thinking, what the fuck would I pack? And, well... Let's talk about what the fuck would I pack.
Your citizenship, for one.
You have to pack your papers.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Passport. You have to pack.
Oh, that's right. See? I didn't even think about that shit.
Fuck that.
I'm like, do I take my laptop, my computer?
You have to, bro.
What do I take?
I mean, you have pictures on their laptop, right?
Yeah. But most of them are on my phone anyway.
On your phone? All right. So they're in the cloud.
Yeah.
All right. So some those memories.
But what if the cloud burns?
Yeah. It will burn. There's no way it will burn.
It's my bird.
The cloud is a cloud, but it's also saved in a actual structure form. You know that, right?
No.
It's not saved in the air.
I know. Wait, it's not a real cloud.
No. There's thousands and thousands of servers in particular areas where they save all your shit.
Is it redundant or is it just one computer?
It has to be redundant.
All right, good.
Do you you think the people that manage those servers like sit around and look at people's naked pictures and shit? Like that's their job?
I mean,
like enjoy.
Yeah.
There has to be some sort of a fucking clause where they can't do that. But well, I mean,
yeah, but you know they don't.
But they're
listen.
The ones fucking working that shit. You know they fucking save everybody's fucking videos.
You think they categorize it like, all right, these are like the big boobs folders.
I'm in the medium dick category.
This is the medium dick server.
For all you guys that are into that.
Fucking Barlow's medium dick ass.
You know what I mean?
But I don't know if you remember like before the digital. Images and all that shit. We had a fraternity brother from Riverside who used to work at
Target.
They would print the pictures, and this fool would print doubles every time that people would take like dirty pictures, you know. And then eventually his manager like looked at the count and he's like, "It's not matching up." And so, yeah, that fool got fired and shit. Wow. But, yeah, but that was, like, back in the day, like, you had to suck it up and be like, well, fuck, somebody's going to see this shit.
Yeah, someone has to go to get them developed.
Yeah.
Shit.
But see, but now we have the fucking cloud.
That's true, man.
That can burn.
No, it can't. Hopefully it can't burn. Just paint it blue.
All right, that's blue. What they say. So, okay, what would you pack? And now the question, where the fuck would you go?
That's hard.
You know? We agreed Jericho's house, right?
No way, no, I can't go to my house.
Jericho for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Oh.
Because he has food that doesn't rot. Yeah. You know, food that lasts for years. Even if it says expired, it's still
you can still eat
it. Still fine. It's still edible. Fine.
He has two dogs, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of meaty.
Wait, whoa. No, you can't eat my dog.
Oh, eventually.
No.
Yeah, man, those dogs eat better than us.
I know. Shit. Where the fuck would you go? Like, I was thinking, I would go probably towards the beach, maybe the water.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't burn the sand, right?
But then
they show pictures of the fucking, the beachfronts fucking being burnt down too.
They're all gone.
Yeah. Like all in like Malibu and all that, right?
Yeah. Most of those houses are gone. Like, Santa Monica and area. But see, you're right. In the beach area, the sand area, that's a big barrier. You won't burn there. You'll be fine there. But I think a lot of people have the same idea as you, and then they'll start pushing people deeper and deeper into the ocean. Some people are going to drown.
Yeah, especially those that can't fucking swim.
Right.
So, Jomar, sorry about that, bro.
You know what? I'm okay with losing him.
No!
We'll be all right.
Come on. Dude.
But it's crazy. But you have to be smart enough to get ahead of the game, right? Because what they were showing, I saw a video too, is like everybody was trying to leave. Mm-hmm. And then there was a traffic jam,
yeah,
you know?
Gridlock.
They got
stuck on Sunset.
Right, or yeah, wherever. I didn't remember the street, but then the dude that was recording, he's like, look, the fire's like right here, like right behind me.
Yeah.
And then people started getting out of their fucking cars, and they were abandoning their cars and going on foot.
And then the next day, what did you have? You had the guy from Police Academy trying to move the car so emergency vehicles can get through the area.
Mahoney?
Mahoney!
Yeah, it was Mahoney. You know, the stupid fucking, the news guy didn't even know who he was.
That's hilarious.
Gutenberg, Steve Gutenberg.
Steve Gutenberg, that's right.
Wait, what do you mean he was moving
he
the
was,
car?
He was interviewed. Oh, they, no, well, they were using like the bulldozer.
Right.
Yeah. So he was trying to get into cars to see if they left their keys in there.
Oh, true.
To move the cars out of the way so the fire trucks could get
the
there.
The actor was doing that?
Yes, he was.
The fuck?
No, it's crazy, man.
You know you know what's funny? You abandon your car because it's going to burn. Why would you take your fucking car keys?
Exactly.
No, and that's what they were saying. They're like, please, if you're going to abandon your car, leave your car keys.
Yeah.
Or else it's going to get fucked with the bulldozer.
Yeah, and it did.
Because those cars even burned? They probably never even burned. No, and the damage they got was from the bulldozer getting moved.
Yeah. They got fucked up anyway.
Damn.
So. See, Mahoney could have saved your fucking car.
I know.
Shit.
You know what I wanted? I would have wanted that guy that makes the noises with his mouth there. Like just he was probably the one making the fire noises, and that's why they ran.
Yeah, fucking Police Academy, man. That was a fucking classic. Yeah, but no, but all that shit, man, it's sad, bro. It's sad. Like one of my coworkers, she lives in Pasadena, and she said about 3 blocks away from her house, like there was a bunch of houses that burnt.
Oh shit!
And houses that burned, and she said from because that's her community, you know. She said she knows 55 people that lost their house.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm like, fuck, I don't know any. Like,
I know a couple of people.
You know a couple of people? That.
And then we also lost one of our clinics.
Wow.
Yeah, over in Pasadena. So dealing with that shit.
Yeah, nuts. Yeah. It's a lot of.
Yeah. I was checking in with a lot of brothers that I know live in those areas. And fortunately, their home was safe. And it still is. But those fires are still going. So hopefully, you know, they'll contain those and they won't have to evacuate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big tragedy around here.
Yeah,
but people are still in good spirits. Hopefully, you know, I saw when I went to dinner. I think it was Thursday. I think it might have been Thursday. People were there. They had evacuated their homes and they were staying at Airbnbs around this area. Mm-hmm. And they were watching the football game, having a great old time. It was about 8 of them that got were able to rent an Airbnb, and they all got together because they were evacuated. So
right.
But they were having a great time. They were talking loud, and you know, you get to overhear all their stories and stuff.
But it's crazy though, because they even brought over some bad hombres from Mexico, right?
Bad hombres and some Mounties from Canada.
Oh, from Canada too.
Oh, shit! All right,
you know,
because I think even was it not Jamaica. Where there was some. I think it was somebody. They were black.
Were they a bobsled team or? Probably. Because no.
That's cool running pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, but it was like a lot of them, and they were even like chanting and cadence and shit like that. Like it was crazy. I want to say Jamaica, but I'm probably wrong. We're gonna have to fact check that. But it's Nigeria. But it was like that. It's a lot of people that came, and I know there was a lot of blame on the mayor right now. Like, you know, because just a couple months ago or something, that she had done like a sign off on a $17 million budget cut, and not all that shit. And
that doesn't stop the fires from fucking happening. Right. You know?
Yeah, that wouldn't have stopped anything. Anyway, I think what was the story? The real story was that since 2020, they had raised that budget from $600 million or so to over $800 million. And they went over, the LA Fire Department last year went over by $66 million over budget because of overtime and all this other stuff that they were giving out without actually managing it. Mm-hmm. So this year they wanted to cut it back $17 million. Just this year, just to kind of like move some resources around. And I think they were increasing other budgets as well. But I mean, in 4 years, they increased the budget $200 million. $17 million is a very small portion.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? Like fucking 5%? 3%?
I think it's 5% or so. Yeah.
My math isn't the best.
So. No, I think it's 5%.
Yeah, right? So it's nothing.
So yeah, I think the cries for removing her are a little overstated, you know. But I don't know. When you talk to actual firefighters, they will tell you the same thing. Fires like this, there's nothing that you can do other than just to save lives and get people out of that danger zone.
Yeah. What do you guys think about I don't know if you guys saw the story about this dude that, like, this rich guy, right? And he hired like
a private
firefighters in a sense. And people were like talking shit. Like, I don't know why. I'm like, well, fuck, if he had the money to pay for it, like, why are you hating on him?
Right. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
And they're private. They're like mercenaries, you know? Right. So, So if you have the money to pay for it, okay, go ahead. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a dick move because you see everybody's fucking house burning down. But I mean, if you have the means, I guess fucking do it.
To save your own fucking house. Yeah. Why not?
But if that house goes up in flames, it could endanger other houses that are next to it as well. So what's the harm in saving your own house? You know, it's a domino effect in that area. Right. So why wouldn't you want to stop the fires? I don't know.
But you know what? But who wants to live there now, though?
Come on.
You think it'd be like sad and shit?
Yeah. You're the only house there. Everything else is like vacant fucking lots now.
Oh.
It's like a private island and shit, you know?
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
It just, but it's not going to sit well, huh?
Nah. I mean, come on. Once you go down the hill,
yeah,
where are you going to go?
Right.
You can't really do anything other than go maybe like 5, 6, 7 miles away to even get groceries.
Right. At this point now, I mean, because there's nothing there. There's nothing left.
Right. We lived through that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like when after the riots,
there wasn't shit.
For a few months.
Yeah.
We had to go. I had to go all the way to Lakewood to get groceries. And not me myself. I was how old was I?
We're like 12.
12 years. 12 years old. But no, like our family had to go pretty far to go get groceries. Yeah. To get gas. It was, I mean, my dad had to go.
So when you guys went to Lakewood to the groceries, where were you guys thinking? Like, dang, these are pretty nice grocery stores over here.
We could rob these places.
fucking Jericho was probably tagging the walls and shit.
I was.
Look at this nice clean wall.
Like, oh shit.
What was your moniker? The fucking famous guy?
Which one? Well,
what was the famous tagger
Chaka?
Guy? Chaka. Oh. Is that Chaka too? Oh man. You know who else? I don't know if you guys remember the Latino guy that won the lottery,
Oh, yeah.
$3.2 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, like his fucking house burned down. He had just bought like an $8
million. No, are you serious?
It was $8 million?
No, maybe, or $3.2 million. Oh, there was something, but it was millions. Millions. No,
he bought a $35 million home.
In Malibu. Wow. In Malibu, and that shit.
Whoosh. Oh, so his house is burned?
Yeah, his house burned, shit. And then he bought his parents a house in Altadena, too, but I don't know if their house burned.
Holy
but,
shit.
But yeah, but I know the one that was like on the beach, that one fucking burned.
Damn.
Yeah, but this fool has enough money to rebuild or buy somewhere else. But yeah, but I was just like, the fucking irony, right? Like I'm like, this fucking dude that didn't have shit fucking bought this mansion and the mansion's gone.
But he wasn't in it, right?
Nah.
Imagine he was in it and
he's
gone.
Like, I'm not leaving.
And that's it.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Alanis. But I don't know the lyrics.
I would think that you would know them.
Isn't it ironic? I don't know. I mean, but you said it.
Don't you think?
It was something about...
Too ironic? No.
He won the lottery and died the next day.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It was. Isn't it a little too ironic.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. He's back. He's back. He's back. But there was people that too, like they were recording, I remember, and they posted, and by the time they wanted to leave their house, it was already too late. Like they couldn't fucking leave.
I saw that one.
These two guys, right?
Yeah, the two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were too busy having sex, I think.
Probably, right?
Probably.
They were 68.
68. So if you guys were put in that predicament, would that thought like to try to save your house, would that be a thought? Or would it be like, oh, fuck that, I'm out of here?
I thought you were going to ask, would you fucking be like, let's just have sex?
Let's just fuck it, the world's coming to an end. Let's fucking 60, let's just 68, bro.
Let's just fuck.
Let's just fuck.
Wait, but we're not gay.
Fucking flip a coin. Hey, Shomar would love that.
Shit.
He'd probably shoot himself up.
Yeah. Not even in my final moments would I succumb to gayism.
Come on, suck your dick.
Do it, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but no, I thought about that shit about trying to, like, if I would try to say, I think to some extent, but then eventually it'd be like, nah, I'm fucking out of here, man.
But let's just say you're on a plane and you know it's going to go down. And there's a hot chick next to you. Okay, let's just say she's a 4.
Cherokee wants to go back
to 4. What, an LA 4?
An LA 4.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you're okay.
Okay, LA 4.
She's an LA 4. And the plane is going to go down, and you're just in a hover. Or not a hover. What do you call that when you just...
Gliding.
Gliding. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, we have no power. We have no way to get this back online. We're all going to die.
Damn.
Possibly.
Well,
I mean, you know, someone may survive, right? I mean,
but you have this 4 that's right next to you.
Uh-huh. You better act quick.
And she's down.
And she's down. She's like, you know what? I've never done it on a plane.
Uh-huh. He said, well, let me introduce you to my penis.
Did you guys do it?
Yeah.
Really?
If circumstances were different, I don't think I would want to, like, go down cheating on my wife, man. if I was single, I'd
what does
out.
It matter if you're dead?
Yeah.
No one's ever gonna find
no
out.
No one's ever gonna find
out. Unless, no, well, Jesus. Unless. What if they don't allow me to make it through the gates,
oh,
man?
Oh, that's true.
The pearly gates,
right?
Unless and they find your bodies fucking together.
Oh, look at they were so special.
Wait a minute, why are their pants? Why are they naked?
Dude, imagine it becomes this big thing on the fucking news. Like, you become like the fucking poster children of this fucking tragedy. And you're like, even in their darkest moments, they were hugging and being intimate.
But that's why you change seats. That way they don't know. Because there's a seating chart, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you move seats, they don't know it's you.
But what about your dental records?
Oh,
that's true.
Man. You're like, I know it was that motherfucker. I thought it was that motherfucker.
Damn.
You're fucked, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But nah, LA 4, I think if the price was right, I'd be I'd be willing to do it, man.
I guess, man. So those gay guys, they thought it out.
They,
They thought about it. They were like, you know what? We're going to die. Let's just stay here holding each other.
60-80.
They had a dog, too.
I said, let's get them involved. God damn.
I hope they didn't die. I'm just saying that right now. I hope they made it out.
And now they're looking at each other like, what do we do?
Imagine.
We will never speak of this again. That dog needs to die.
But that would be some shit, right? Like, right. If you're like in your dying moments or what you think are your fucking dying moments, yeah. You do some weird shit and it's like, fuck, I didn't die.
I know, but it made for a good story.
Yeah, you know, which we will never tell.
Hey, they probably filmed it, man. And it's in the cloud, and somebody's watching it right now.
Dude, it's like, I think I had told this story on the show before, but like when my dad was like really sick in 2013, like I thought he was going to die. And I know like my dad's really like against like kissing, like that fool had never kissed me on my cheek or anything. Right. And I thought he was going to die, and I kissed him on the forehead. And then I'm like, I love you, Dad. And then like a couple of days later, the doctor, he's gonna make it. I'm like, fuck. He probably thinks I'm the biggest fucking homo.
He woke up and he's like, why'd you kiss me?
Say, what the fuck?
What the hell is wrong with you?
You are no longer my son.
He's like, you know, that's the only reason I lived. So he come back and talk shit to you.
I gave him the will to live. Like, I gotta toughen him up.
Said bastard.
What the hell is wrong with this guy kissing me in the forehead?
Have I taught him nothing?
Shit.
Did he give you a watch?
What? Watch?
Yeah.
No.
Because he always wanted you to wear a watch.
Oh, he did.
So that'll make you hombre.
Yeah, that's what he used to tell me, because when I was younger, like, uh-huh. Well, even now, like, I never wore a watch, right? And he'd be like, he said, te voy a comprar un reloj. I'm going to buy you a watch, right? And I'm like, for what? I have my cell phone. Like, I don't need a watch. Yeah. He said, no, para que te veas como hombre. Yeah, because somehow we associated that with being a man and shit. I was like, ah.
You're like, and then we can work on the lipstick. Fucking
stories. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, funny shit, man. But yeah. Well, yeah, man. Just thoughts to all the people that are going through it, man. And hopefully you guys figure this shit out and you guys are finding the support that you guys need, man.
Yeah. That's one thing that I think that has come out of this whole tragedy. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news, right. But...
Well, the volunteering, the donations.
And there, a lot of them are from, like, let's say, Inglewood, Culver City. Mm. Not the affluent areas. It was mostly the areas that kind of need help themselves.
Right.
But they are out there, you know, volunteering, giving water, giving clothes, giving baby formula, giving diapers, things that people would really need in a crisis like this.
Right.
And a lot of restaurants are giving free food to the firefighters, to the mm-hmm. people that have been displaced. And it's something that you don't see every day, but you know that people will come out and help when in times of crises. And I think that's something that to be proud of in an area where, in LA, people say that we're very kind of aloof to ourselves. We're very independent, that we kind of just stick to our own area, you know?
Aloof.
Yeah.
Explain that to Notorious. Is that a loaf of bread?
No.
Is that a loaf of bread?
Is that a loofah?
No, but it's one of those things that, you know, we just keep to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, like we're not very friendly. But I think LA is we just have a lot going on. It's a very fast-paced lifestyle. You know, like the day goes by so fucking quickly that, you know, we want to maximize our days. And I think that's why we're so, like, into our own thing. You know, like, if we go into any restaurant or any like, coffee shop or something, we want everything quick so we can get on with our day. And that's where you get that feeling from, that everybody is – very just kind of like individualistic. They're not looking as a society as a whole, because we have so much going on.
Yeah, but then you can see the opposite of that when you see us actually like hanging out. You know, mm-hmm. we're out at a restaurant, we're eating, we're at a bar enjoying a fucking game or whatever. That's when you see the real LA, you know, the real people that are fucking fun and fucking you know, they talk to anybody. You know, you
we're communal.
There, you, yeah, exactly. There you go. Communal.
That's a good one. Yeah, mm-hmm. communal.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what that one is, too?
No, I know what communal is.
Okay.
I got that one. It's like community.
But it takes, I think, like a lot of people to come together, because in a crisis like this, not one organization can do all that work.
No,
not one government organization, not one nonprofit. Yeah. It takes the community to come out, and it's been happening so much that, you know, we're proud of people of LA.
Yeah,
it takes a community, because billionaires aren't gonna do shit. Those motherfuckers, they talk all this shit, you know, this and that, government this, government that, people this, people that, but then when crisis like this hits, where are they?
I haven't seen the list yet, but I haven't seen Bezos donating anything.
Or a fucking Musk.
Oh, no.
You know, like.
I think Beyonce donated something.
Oh, really?
What'd she
donate?
some glamour shots. Nah, she donated like a couple million.
Oh, really?
It was a couple million that she donated.
Yeah, I heard T Swift.
He said T Swift.
What? T Swizzle. I heard she donated like $10 million.
Did she?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
What?
Did she? T-Swift.
She probably did. I mean, she, you know, as a person, she's a nice person.
She's like you would expect like an Oprah too, right? Like an Oprah would step in and that bitch is like a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Another billionaire.
She has a house out here somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Probably more than one house.
Probably.
I mean, probably like fucking 20, 30 houses that she owns fucking burnt down. You
that
know?
Way you don't know where she's staying that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Because the billionaires, they got to keep moving around.
Who gives a shit about them like that?
Well, I don't know, man. God. I mean, they are hunting them down, though. Do you know that, right?
Who is?
Does that happen?
Luigi.
Oh, Luigi.
He only killed one person okay. that fucking denied a claim for his mom, I think.
He's just getting started, bro.
He's already in jail, though.
Nah, they're going to release him.
Nah. we're gonna let you out on bail, but please don't kill anybody else. But here's a list of where they live.
I heard Mr. Burns is next.
Oh shit, Montgomery Burns.
Montgomery Burns.
This is Ramon
Steps
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, talking about convicted felons, or not even convicted felons, but criminals.
Yeah, like our president. Maybe.
No, I'm not talking about him. But like, let's just say
35 fucking felonies.
Okay.
And this motherfucker's not going to serve one day in jail.
But let's just say I happen to have like a circle of gorgeous and hot women that I met counseling, you know, convicted felons, right? Like these are hardened criminals. Like these are criminals.
The women that you're talking about.
But they're gorgeous, bro.
Fuck.
They're hot.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And they're so nice, bro. They're like, they're just, ooh. You know, like, they'll take care of everything that you need. Okay? Which one would you like me to set you up with? Number one, the bank fraud girl.
Okay.
The Grand Theft Auto girl. Murderer. Money launderer. Arsonist. Or one that caused mayhem. And I don't even know what the fuck mayhem means, but I just know that's bad.
That's like, she's probably, nah, not her. Not the murderer either.
Why not?
Because.
What's wrong with the murderer?
I don't want to kill me.
Well, she killed somebody. She's not going to kill you.
You don't know.
Right.
Why did she kill that other person?
And then not the arsonist, because she that bitch will set you on fire.
Yeah. Why would she do that to
because
you?
Because she's a fucking arsonist.
I know, because she got convicted as an arsonist.
Yeah, if you piss her off, like, she's not going to give it a second thought.
I know, but I've been counseling them. So they're...
Well, how many years of experience do you have?
Well, I don't.
Exactly. He's like, I'm not very good.
Usually when they get out, they come back.
Well, it's my first try, so we'll find out if I'm good or not. I don't think they'll repeat offend, but you can't hold me to that yet. Because I'm not very proven to be a counselor.
The first one was a bank robber?
Bank robber, yeah.
You know what? That shows that she's smart.
Oh.
That she's smart.
But she got caught.
She got, okay. She's still smart. Oh. I think I might go with the bank robber, bro.
And you know what? She can create a plan.
Yeah.
And execute it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fortunately, she did get caught. So I don't know if you want her. And don't you have a bank account?
I do.
She might steal that shit.
It's okay. It's not a lot.
Okay.
He said, I'll live.
Well, I'm going to go with the Grand Theft Auto girl.
Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's surprising because you just got a new car.
I know.
So,
but it's a fake car. It's electric. She won't want to steal my car.
Well, that's true. And can't you turn it off with an app or something?
Yeah, I can turn it off with my phone.
There you go. So, you know.
Yeah, we're good.
You can track her, turn it off, and then she'll just wait for you once you get there.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, GTA.
All right. See, he's smart. That's why he got an electric car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me sidetrack real quick.
Okay.
So, there was this one lady on Instagram, right? And she said her husband was like cheating on her or something. Mm-hmm. And he owned a Tesla. Uh-huh. And so she had access to the app. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So she can see everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And wait, so, like cameras and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so.
In a Tesla, you can see inside the car.
Yeah. Wow. And so she's like, so I could see that he had a girl in the car. So then she started messing with the girl. Like she would turn on the seats, like the seat warmers.
So it started smelling like fish inside, right?
Yeah. And so then she would tell the guy and the guy would turn it off. And turn it on again, and then she was fucking with like the computer stuff, and it was like crazy shit. But then I'm like, dude, that's fucking weird. You know what I mean? Like that these cars now, like they make all that shit like in the palm of your hand. You know, like now.
So in my car, the screen, I use Google Maps right to go, you know, for directions and shit.
Yeah.
So if I go to Google Map or anybody goes to Google Map, you can see my history. Of where I've gone.
Oh.
So you can see restaurants, hotels.
Wow.
You know, this and that. And I'm like, damn, man, this shit is fucking blabbing on me. If I was really like wanting to cheat or, you know, be in that situation, I'd get caught.
It tells a story, bro.
All that shit is bad, bro. And like, one time I had my phone connected too, and I got this, was it on WhatsApp? No, WhatsApp or Telegram. I think it was on Telegram. And I got like this fucking thing of, it must have been somebody's old number or some shit. And it comes up and I think the name was Isabella. And so my wife's like in the passenger seat. And it pops up on my screen.
Yeah.
And she's like, who's Isabella? And I'm like,
I have no idea.
And so at that point, I'm like, who the fuck is Isabella? I go,
And then why do you get nervous, right?
Right. Like, right away. I got fucking nervous.
Like,
as fuck.
You're not doing shit, but why do you get nervous?
I don't know. I think it's muscle memory, bro. Where it's just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Am I still cheating on people?
So I don't know. I think all the technology shit is kind of weird.
Man, kind of like your story. I used to call 611 a lot when I had T-Mobile because I always had problems with T-Mobile for some reason. So I would call customer service 611, right? Why was the picture? You know how you could see a picture on your smartphone?
Yeah.
The picture was of a nice sized black girl, kind of like with an attitude and shit. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Why is that the profile picture for 611?
Because you ain't getting no help. You about to get no help.
You think I'm gonna help you? You got another thing coming.
Oh, yeah, man. But that was my little sidetrack. I'm sorry, man. You can continue.
No, but you're right though, man. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, shit. I'm just saying. I mean, Grand Theft. She'll steal your car. I know you have app control to your app, but Victoria's doesn't. He has a nice truck.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I can't control shit.
I know. And it's new, so she's gonna steal that shit.
They'll take it.
She's going to probably take that shit to TJ and sell it. I don't
know. Well, the bank robber's going to use it in the heist.
That's true. Probably team up. So the murderer's out.
Yeah.
You don't want
to
get killed.
No, not murderer, bro.
She already has a taste of blood. So.
Yeah, murderer and arsonist.
Yeah, no.
Arsonist is out for me, too.
And I don't even know what mayhem is, so she's got to be out, right?
Yeah, no, she's a Mexican toxic chick or Latina toxic chick.
Yeah.
No, I'm out. What
about the money launderer? That sounds safe.
That sounds like kind of white collar, right?
It does. That is a white collar crime.
Yeah, but it's all related to drugs, no?
It has to be,
or
right?
Tax evasion.
All of that.
Oh,
that's true.
All of that. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think that's the safest bet?
Nah.
Oh,
I think that was too dangerous.
Because it can be.
Because she could steal some of that money. Some of the money comes up missing. You know, heads are going to roll.
That's true.
And what if you get caught together?
That's it. They're going to hold you for collateral and shit.
Oh.
And she ain't going to pay it.
Yeah. She's like, I'm out of here.
But you have to pick one, bro. I mean, you don't want to be lonely forever, right? So I'm going to hook you up with this one girl.
Yeah.
She's hot.
GTA.
GTA.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with mine. I'm comfortable with the what do you call it? The
bank robber.
Bank robber.
All right. So you're going to, what if she asks you to go on the heist with her?
I will not. I'm like, I will gladly spend the money with you.
Yeah.
I said, well, all right. I'm not going to be part of the heist.
Yeah, no heist.
What about you, Jerky?
I know.
What would you pick, man?
I was going to pick the money launderer, but you were right. I don't want my head to end up in a duffel bag somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some I don't know where my fucking toes are going to go.
Imagine these were little toes. And they'd probably end up in a museum and shit, man.
We don't know who they belong to, but it must have been a very small child.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas.
What up?
What's up, man?
Let's say you guys did get killed by one of these criminals because, you know, they're criminals.
All right.
Okay.
And somehow we had to, somehow, let's say the arsonist got to you guys and then they had to, like, cremate your body. And we, as friends, like, you know, Barlow's, you're gone. But we as friends were like, I would like to take a little piece of Barlow's and, you know, just take a little bit of his ashes and then one day just release him into, you know, the ocean or something. Mm-hmm. What part would you want of yours for us to have?
I would want Shomar to take my penis.
I don't think he would take it.
And I would... I would have a note somewhere that one of you guys know where it's at, and you give it to him, and that note says, "Yeah, one more chance,
last chance,
last chance, bro,
to smoke a pole." Oh my gosh, that is hilarious!
Come on, man, just suck it. Just do
it. It was his dying wish. Oh my god.
Oh man. Yeah.
That'd be hilarious, man.
fucking Shomar.
What about you? What part would you want Shomar to have?
God, I don't know, man. This is a fucking weird question.
It is a weird question. It is a weird question, but, you know, I just want to prepare for the worst.
All right. I would give Shomar. I'd give him my hand.
Your hand?
Yeah.
In marriage or what? What do you mean?
No. Like, I guess he can use it.
Which one? The left or the
right?
Wait,
would it be like ashes or would it be my actual body
part?
Oh,
no. It'll be ashes.
It'll be ashes.
Yeah. But it'll be your left or your right. Mm-hmm.
I'll give him my left so it feels like a stranger. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm going to go with that, Jerry.
I would give him my little toes. I mean, those are the coveted items on my body,
right?
And you know, and those wouldn't even be burnt because they're like so small.
What the fuck?
you're literally be able to tell. Oh yeah, you got the toes.
He's like, he might be able to make like a necklace or some shit, man.
Like fucking from a Universal Soldier.
Yeah, the fucking boat.
Little the ears, he's fucking jerking his toes.
If they do get burned, you just put them in those little vials, right? The little cocaine vials and put them around his neck?
Yeah.
What you got around your neck? Jericho's toes.
He said, let me get a bump. Yeah, nah, that's some weird shit, man.
Listen to me, nigga.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas, you guys are familiar with FOMO, right?
Yes, fear of missing out.
Yeah. You know what? I just learned something new. Like, there's another term. It's called HOMO. Have you guys ever felt like homos?
No.
So basically what that means is... it's when you would rather stay home.
Oh!
So instead of FOMO, you're a homo. Like, you want to stay home.
Okay.
But
so.
What is that... But. Homo.
It doesn't really stand for shit. It's just because it says home.
Homo.
Like, I'm like, oh no, I'm a homo. You know how people say I'm a homebody?
Yeah.
I think that should be the new thing. Like, nah, I'm a homo.
Or when you tell them, nah, I'm going to stay home. Don't be a homo.
Oh, they're perfect.
Yeah, I get it.
And I saw that shit on Instagram, and I was like, man, this shit's got to be true. And then I was like, I'm going to bring it up to the guys. Maybe they're homos.
Are you sure it wasn't J-O-M-O? It's still homo. But it's J-O-M-O.
You know what? It may have been
J-O-M-O. I think I saw the same Instagram post. But I don't know what the J stands for, though.
Just want to stay home.
Just. What is it? It's fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out.
Just okay missing out. I don't know. No, that's not it. But it is J-O-M-O.
Oh.
I did no research, man. I was just like,
of course not.
A homo is a homo.
I like being a homo sometimes.
Joy of missing out.
The joy of. See, that never mind. No, Jericho, delete. Jericho, delete this segment.
That whole segment.
Did I fuck it up? No.
No, that's perfect. You informed the people.
The people.
I was fucking wrong.
So, yeah, I love staying home, man. So I could be a homo all the fucking time, every weekend if I could. But my wife fucking pulls me out of the house all the time because she doesn't like me being a homo.
Right. No, I don't see why she would like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. She didn't marry a homo.
She did not.
I did not marry a homo.
Shit. I don't mind being a homo either, man. Once in a while, it's okay to just stay home.
It's nice. I think especially if you're out a lot.
Yeah.
If you're out a lot, like, it's so rare to have a weekend where it's like, man, I'm not doing shit.
Yeah. I'm happy of missing out, man.
Right.
I'm always happy of missing out. So now we're back to homo, right?
Yeah.
With an H. Happy of missing out.
Happy of missing out. Oh, yeah.
Shit. There you go. That's the homo.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Look at Jericho. He's smart.
He is smart.
Should we restart the segment with H?
Nah, it's fine.
Nah. Man, fuck this segment.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
Word up.
If I gave you $10 million, but you have to be like just an a-hole, a dick, like just a fucking bad person to everyone you love for a year, and you can't even tell them why, not even afterwards. If you do.
Not even after?
Not even after. Because if you do tell them.
But then you can stop being an asshole after a year.
Yes, after a year.
Okay.
But if you do tell them why you were an asshole to them.
You lose it.
You have to give all the money back. Even the money that you spent. You fucking owe me all that money. Like, it's like a magic trick. Somehow I find out.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So would you be willing to do that? $10 million, you have to be a complete dick to everyone you love, everyone you know.
You know what I would do? I would pretend to be transitioning. Like,
to what?
To a woman. To a woman, and then they're going to just blame it on the fucking hormone. Right? They're going to be like, oh, you know, mixed transitioning. He's probably on that hormone shit. So he's going to be a bitch for a while.
So you got to grow boobs, bro.
No, I ain't going that far. I got some nice tube socks and shit.
And your voice has to change because you're going through hormonal fucking, you know.
It'd be like puberty and shit.
Yeah.
Got to shave that mustache, bro.
No, that's all right.
You got to grow your hair out, paint your nails.
Shave your legs.
Imagine I'm like, yeah, I kind of like this.
I'm getting so much attention. Fuck, dude. That includes my daughter, right?
That includes your daughter.
Fuck.
Shit.
That's
complete
tough.
Dick, man.
If it was just like my mom, I would fucking totally do it.
He's like, I'd do it for less.
I know. Give me $1,000.
Wow.
Fuck.
That's a hard,
it's not
hard
worth it.
Thing to do. Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it.
It's not worth
it,
bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Honestly, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no.
Really? Wow, you guys are nice people, man.
Yeah. Well, it's just because I think it would fuck it up so bad in a year, bro. Like, you're going to fuck up relationships, man. And then if you can never tell, you can never tell, like, why. Some people are just going to be like, man, fuck you. Like, always, I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah, they're always going to have that in the back of their mind. Like, why was he such an asshole for that long? Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, hell no. My daughter's at the age right now that If I do that shit right now,
we're at like at a fork in the road.
Yeah,
she either gonna love me or she gonna hate me.
Yeah,
like,
you know, fuck that shit. Nah.
What if I said, all right, you get to tell them after the year is over, and you have $10 million.
It's tough, bro.
Does it change anything?
I mean, there's a little bit more of a consideration. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you kind of think it over, but then it's like, nah, you're going to spend money on fucking therapy. You're going to spend money on like fucking trying to get everybody right. back, trying right. to convince them, hey, man, this is the reason why I did it. And it's only $10
million. Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah, like you can cause some irreparable damage, yeah, bro. Like yeah. that's...
$10 million ain't yeah. worth it.
Yeah, but your true friends, the ones that do stick around, that the ones that probably even made like one of those interventions for you, but like, you know what? That's not him. Like, he doesn't act like this.
He's on drugs. Oh, you know what? I would get on drugs. There you go. Hey, see? Hey! Fucking Victoria went from transitioning into a female.
I know.
Dude, drugs.
Just use drugs.
I know.
Or you check yourself into rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you spend like 6 months in rehab.
Yeah, that's you 6 months gone.
Yeah, right there.
And then the other 6 months.
See, he's smart too. Let me see your toes. All
right. How you know that's where they go?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, and if you can break them off with some money at the end, if you have to be a dick, because they're going to run into you and you have to be a complete dick, right?
Shit.
You just tell them, hey, bro, I'm so sorry, but this was what I was doing. Here you go. Here's $100,000.
That's too much.
Okay. You got $10 million.
You're gonna be poor.
$10 million in LA?
Yeah, I know.
Man, house is fucking
that,
a million.
That's sad that $10 million doesn't even seem like a lot anymore, man.
Oh, that's sad. Right. I know $1 million doesn't seem like a lot.
No, right.
That's sure.
Because I remember when we were kids and be like, oh, $1 million? Hell yeah.
Oh, you that's
$1 million ain't shit.
It doesn't take you anywhere anymore.
I take you to Compton.
I know.
Man. Shit. But yeah, all right. So you guys are in or out on the if you could tell somebody at the end of the year?
I'm out.
Damn. Yeah, I think I'm gonna be out too, Jerky.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? This makes me feel like you guys are good people.
Oh, thank you.
I am a good person.
Yeah, you guys are great people.
I hope that it wasn't writing and my answer from this question.
he's like I finally determined that you're a good person.
You are a good person. You're not an asshole. I can be, but no.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask a Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
All right, fellas. It's time to get out of here, man.
What?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So,
I know.
Why?
Yeah, I think this episode is going to be a good episode. You know, it's a nice way to start 2025.
Yeah.
You know, start our ninth season of the Ask a Fellas podcast. And I think we... kind of hit on some of the, you know, one of the biggest issues that's happening right now with LA, obviously the fires. You know, we got a little bit of laughs in there as well. So yeah. I think we're good, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So with that said, zip it up and zip it down, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. I just want to give a shout out to all the people that were checking in on us. And
the people. Oh, wait.
No. The people? Oh, oh yeah.
The people.
Hey.
The people. Wait, nobody checked in on me.
What?
The fuck? No, you didn't.
Every fucking time on the group chat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what do you guys want?
As long as you responded, we knew you were alive.
He like, right? He's all right. Yeah, man. Just all the people that checked in on us, man, and the people that continue to listen to us, and yeah, for all these years. So, I do have a quote, man. It says, "You can't build a reputation on what you are going to do." I saw that on this marquee for at a lumber yard or whatever.
That's super great though. That's really good.
But it's a real. I thought it was really cool. Like I even like wrote it down. Yeah, and for those that don't understand it, it's like, you know, you can always talk like the big talk and shit, but if you're not showing people what you're doing or whatever, do it for yourself. Like nobody's really gonna fucking respect that shit, man.
Exactly. Awesome.
Very nice. Very nice, Victoria.
Yeah, so with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want you guys to just close your eyes a little bit. If you're driving, close your eyes, please.
No.
Everyone, close your eyes.
Close your eyes, all right.
Think back to when you were, I don't know, 15 years old, 13 years old. and you watch Back to the Future for the first time. And you just were like, oh my God, that is fucking awesome. The DeLorean is fucking like the best thing I've ever seen. It's a great idea. Let's go back in time and change some shit that shouldn't have happened, right? And that movie just kind of stuck with us for the rest of our lives. The music, the car, the feeling of just, you know, being young again and just trying to, you know, change some shit and do some shit. The Back to the Future Part 2 when it was that skateboard, the Nikes, just all kinds of shit, right? Mm-hmm. You loved it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What if I told you that there was another season of something that will make you smile? That's Back to the Future-esque. Would you guys watch that?
Yes.
Sure.
I'd give it a chance.
It's called Expedition Back to the Future. And this is the closest you're ever going to come to another sequel. Okay. A part 4, mind you. And this is a guy, I forgot the guy's name.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
But he's all shaky now.
It is the best thing I've ever seen. It's on Max. Wow. And it's this guy has like a ton of series of Expedition this and that or whatever. I don't know what the fuck he does. The point is, he has Doc, which is Emmett Brown.
Brown, yeah.
What is the real name of the actor? I forget.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
He gets Christopher Lloyd to help him find a DeLorean.
Okay.
And it's 4 episodes, an hour each. And there are a lot of cameos. There are a lot of like little tidbits from Back to the Future that go into these episodes. And it's going to make you smile. And it made me smile a lot. So you guys, take a look at that. It's an old series that probably happened maybe 2-3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I fell in love with it. I thought it was such a good thing that I wanted to share with the listeners and you guys.
Very nice.
So take a watch. Watch it on Max. It's pretty awesome. Expedition Back to the
Expedition.
All right.
Wow. Awesome.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. We're going to have, what a wonderful, number 1 is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. dan perdón, ni tampoco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast.